WCHD 3 Detroit, KMPS HD 3 Seattle, WBMX HD 3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Couts, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hey, good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul. Today, I can't believe it, we're the beginning of May, so the 1st of May. Woohoo! Finally, some warmer weather here anyway. Because it's the first Wednesday of the month, we have Nancy Aruda here today. Hey, Nance.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. Now, we take a lot of calls and instant feedbacks. If you're going to be calling in, give us a call. Start now so that we can make sure we get everybody. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Now, with the instant feedback, you have to be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. So don't ask general type questions. Ask, you know, very specific questions. Also, because Nancy is our in-house astrologer, add in your date of birth. Without a date of birth, Nancy doesn't connect in with your energy as easily. So if you want the best guidance, add in your date of birth so that we can assist you. So, hey, what's up in the universal sky?
Well, I think we're in that pause between the two eclipses.
Yes, the three eclipses.
The three eclipses, but I'm talking about two right now.
Yeah, I know.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're in the week between what was once an eclipse and what is coming up as another eclipse. And so some people, depending on your current life circumstance, may still be caught up in the intensity of the last eclipse. However, I have felt that most of it has subsided as we move towards the next eclipse, which is May 9th, 2013 at 8:28 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So I know there's a lot of controversy out there in terms of what day does it fall on the 9th or the 10th, and lots of websites give you different timings.
Information, yes.
It's all based on the time zone. So in connecting to GMT or Greenwich Mean Time, or what is it, UT, which I believe UTC. Is Universal Time.
Yeah.
It is on the 10th, just after midnight.
Right.
So at 12:28 a.m. on the 10th. So for most of North America, I believe all of North America, it is on the 9th.
And that is that the midpoint of it, or is that the very beginning of it?
That's the actual eclipse. That's the actual hit.
Okay.
So that would be when the eclipse transpires, right at the beginning.
Okay. Because it takes several hours, because it looks like it's from NASA, the stuff that they're talking about, it's like a 4 or 5 hour.
That would be the full actualization of the eclipse itself.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't say whether or not this is a full.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not 100% sure. It's a partial, yeah. So, yes. So this eclipse happens at 19 degrees of Taurus, 31 minutes, which really, if we look at the degrees and the Sabian symbols within it, it opens up a blessing energy. Now, don't get ahead of yourself, because eclipses are always about clearing, number one, and integrating the lessons of our soul and what our soul has come here to learn. And so even though this one's infusing blessings or a blessing type energy, there's a lot of spiritual forces at work, and where we really need to open up in order to embrace the change that we're being asked to make is within our perspective with this particular eclipse. It's connected to our values and beliefs and things that we may be attached to. So there may be some still detachment lessons that are transpiring. But it's really, a lot of it is connected to our perception and looking into what is the lesson, what am I learning as we go through these detachment exercises, for lack of a better word. Because the last eclipse was around detachment and letting go and psychological and emotional cleansing, we're still working with that vibration in this eclipse. And it's, if you've allowed the cleansing process and the cleansing journey to have transpired with more ease versus resistance, then you'll notice more blessings and you'll understand the lesson almost instantaneously. Right? You'll know what direction you need to go in terms of what you're creating or what you desire to create from within. If you've been resistant to letting go and understanding the lesson, then the blessings may not seem as fortunate. They may seem a little bit more difficult to deal with. So it's, again, all about perspective. And then in 2 weeks from that, on May the 25th, 2013, there is another lunar eclipse in the sign of Sagittarius, which, and lunar eclipses are a little more difficult than solar eclipses. This one's really about recognizing the unconscious factors that are at work and how to reach beyond any forms that we have established or how to go beyond our typical emotional response in terms of what we're creating or what is being changed or taken away in life. So.
And then we have the May 20th.
May 20th, we have Uranus square Pluto. So this is that three-year aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it started June 2012. It goes right to March 2015. There's two hits this year, one on May 20th, and the next one will be on November the 1st. And what Uranus square Pluto represents is, if we look at it on a personal level, it's about learning to control the power in our own lives and not the lives of others. All of our emotional attachments are challenged at a very deep level, so there's a tendency to be focused on a fear of loss in terms of what you have established. It's a great time for seeking information and higher understanding into what is actually transpiring and asking yourself, why am I attracting this? So why am I attracting situations where I need to sweep away old structures to begin creating new ones? This particular Uranus square Pluto is really about exploring the cosmic order, and it's about looking at the part of life that we are not in control of. And I remember me and you had a little discussion about that, where you're like, right. Well, we're really not in control of anything. And yes, we're not. We're not in control of anything.
We can be in charge of our responses. We can this bit about, you know, creation, how we create reality, we're not in control of it. We create it from the inside out, but we're still not in control of it. It's a co-creation, but it's also, we're fully responsible for everything that happens in our life, but we're not in control of it because it's not something that's controllable. It's energy. It's nature. It's the universe.
Yep. Energy follows the path of least resistance. So if there's any resistance to what we're creating or trying to create, then it'll take a different path.
Yeah, it's a different show. But yes, we are not in control of anything. So we can only co-create. This is a whole hologram that we've created, but yeah, we're not in control of it. We're here as a, well, we're even not even here, you know, we're joining forces with Mother Earth and all that is around us to to co-create whatever this experience is, and we're the ones that can choose how we want to experience it. But we can't choose necessarily how it unfolds. It's just part of the universal flow.
That's right.
All right, so we are ready to take callers. We do have a message that was sent to me that we could do now. But if you are wanting some guidance, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on instant feedback and send us a message as well as your date of birth so that Nancy can connect in with your energy. All right, we do have a message from Sean. Who has been going through some, you know, difficult times, wanting to, you know, she has a lot of different modalities and strategies that she does. She kind of has a niche market that she does right now, but she needs to grow her business, and her energy has been low. And when that happens, her business immediately feels it. So, Nancy, you have her date of birth. I'm going to just pull some cards to see what we can. I know you have a lot of information that you want to give Sean. Actually, if you want to start, go ahead.
Okay. So with Sean's energy, let's see. It's interesting because in terms of the type of business that you do, it is an energy-based business. So typically when we're in a place of giving service or being of service to others, we are using our own personal energy, and based on how we feel will be reflected within our business activities. And what I'm getting with the current phases that you're within is you're being asked to revamp yourself and your business strategy some way, shape, or form. Now, in terms of your energy levels, there's a lot of passive energy in your chart. You have Moon in Cancer, Venus in Cancer, and Mars in Pisces. So there's times where you're lacking that initiative. With your Sun in Gemini and Mercury in Gemini, there's also times where you have that. When you're inspired to move forward, you do move forward. So it's really based on your mindset and how you're feeling about yourself. So when you're well, your business does well. When you're feeling low, you tap more into that passive water energy and you go with the flow. You are being asked to go with the flow, okay? So really opening up to that flow dynamic and approaching your second Saturn return, which still isn't here for another year and a half, year to year and a half. But you're feeling the vibration of it because you have Saturn in Scorpio and currently transiting Saturn's in Scorpio. That's really asking you to change your foundation and change your career and how you're operating your career. Take a look at your marketing strategy and see how you can revamp your marketing. Because what you're being asked to do is to change the structure and the foundation of your business. So it's not about changing the business completely unless your heart and soul is no longer into it. Then you need to do a complete change about. Otherwise, you need to change the foundation component of your business, the marketing, who you're marketing to. Look at like the different areas. You know, you really need to get out there and expose yourself to your different markets. And because it's like an in-person, personalized business, you have to be very engaged in the community in order to attract the right client for your service offering.
Okay.
So that's what I see.
Okay. We're going to go to our first break. When we come back, I will finish what I get for Sean, and we'll take more calls. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. If you have a question, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Thursday on New Sky Radio. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, it's the Jane Wilkins Michael Show. Jane has helped change lives by encouraging listeners and readers to become better than before. coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's Radio to Thrive By with Dr. Pat. At 3 p.m. Eastern, step into the Spirit Salon with Laura Lee, the sane psychic. Joyce Jackson is on at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing sanity when love feels a bit crazy. Let Joyce Jackson help you ride the roller coaster of love with style. Kathy is in with host Kathy DeBono at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You won't want to miss a minute of the crazy fun with Kathy and her friends. Coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern, Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Forrest have the answers to life's most pressing questions. Yours on Answers with the Astro Bag Lady. Get the latest from the stars with Zoe Moon and the Zoe Moon Astrology Show at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Got my window open wide. I got my window open wide. Got a good woman by my side. Got a good woman by my side. Now this kind of day has no night. Yeah, this kind of day has no night. And I ain't got much on my mind. I ain't got much on my mind, 'cause I know something good this way comes. Now watching the streets filling up, watching the streets filling up, in the shade of the summer sun, in the shade of the summer sun. Got sweet apple pie on the stove. Got sweet apple pie on the stove. The birds, they're all flying low. The birds, they're all flying low. 'Cause they know something good this way comes. Yeah, something good this way comes. The troubled dog is not moving mountains, but digging the ground that you're on. If it's true that good fortune gives no change, we got just what it takes. Call it up on my coat. Yeah, call it up on my coat. Trucks are pulling in for the show. Trucks are pulling in for the show. Grasshopper jump in the road. Grasshopper jump in the road. Kids, they're all running home. The kids, they're all running home. 'Cause they know something good this way comes. Yeah, something good this way comes. The troubled dog is not moving mountains, but digging the ground that you're on. If it's true that good fortune gives no change, we got just what it takes. Something good this way.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Nancy Ruta with us. And Nancy, we've been talking about what's kind of going on with the universal sky, and we are doing readings now. So if you have a question, do give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know in the instant feedback and add in your date of birth. All right. So right before the break, we were talking about Sean's questions with regards to her work. I'm going to have to say, Nance, we're pretty much in a line with this. I get, Sean, that there's some new things that are going to be coming up that you need to sort of look at really closely and to really, you know, have faith and trust and know that it will move you into a different area. So I don't know necessarily, again, I don't know if that means that you're going to be completely changing what you do or adding on to what you do. But there does seem to be, you know, a lot of change coming, and you're just supposed to sort of move with it. Don't try to control it. Don't try to keep it the same. Just allow things to sort of unfold and not be, you know, this bit about where we think we're in control. Like, don't allow that resistance to sort of stop you from allowing new things to come to you, because there's something that's wanting to come in and you're kind of juggling right now with trying to figure out how it will fit or whether it will fit. But it's really more in line with what your passion is. And so that's kind of what the universe is kind of offering you, an opportunity right now to sort of just allow something else or a different way of doing things to sort of come to you. And I know that you want to write books and do different things in this area. Maybe this is part of it. Maybe it's, you know, you taking this opportunity to allow some of these things to unfold the way they're supposed to, instead of trying to control them, or being, you know, too passive and not allowing some of the things to sort of happen. I'm going to say, you know, have fun. Just, you know, allow your heart to sort of guide you in the areas that you're wanting, and, you know, be open to some of the new things that are coming to you, because I see lots of change and new things coming. All right. So we have our first caller, which is Erica. Hi, Erica.
Hi. I had a question regarding starting my new business, new business venture. And for some reason, I seem to be holding back. I know that I'm kind of the type of person who, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to put it out there. I want it to look the right way, sound the right way, be exactly what I want. I don't know if something's holding me back. So I don't know if I'm being too passive. I don't know if I'm being too much of a perfectionist. I don't know if it's what I should be doing, but it feels like a call on my heart, and it feels like where my passion is leading me towards.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Because I had a feeling when I saw what you were saying about your business that there was actually something else that is kind of in your energy, and that that is the reason possibly why things are not going the way you're wanting them to go. Or, but basically, I'm getting that there is a relationship that is sort of taking over your energy. And I don't know if this is a new relationship or if it's a relationship that's coming or if it's one that you're already in, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of energy and, just a lot of energy moving towards this relationship. And so that's kind of what's maybe been, are you saying that you're trying to get the business going, but it's not going anywhere, or?
I've been thinking about doing this with another person, and I've been on kind of on the fence about that. So maybe that's where the energy is going towards, because I'm feeling really stuck, and I'm feeling like my instincts are just to do it by myself.
Right.
But I'm wondering if, you know, if I would be successful at this, if this is something I should proceed with, or just kind of
Erica, I'm not getting a lot of energy on the actual business. What I'm getting a lot of energy on is a relationship. And that's kind of where your energy is right now. All the universe is kind of pushing you towards this. So if this, if it's not a new romantic relationship, which I really feel the energy is all around that, it could be this business partner that you're thinking of including into the business. What I see around this is a lot of love success. I don't see necessarily, maybe Nancy can look into that, but we're still at too much of a new beginning. There are things that have to bud yet, that we're not at the place where we're, you know, we're at the place where whether this is going to be successful or not, we haven't even started it. So it needs to be started. So, you have all the tools. There's lots of new energy for new beginnings. It's just, it's not happened yet. And part of it is because a lot of this energy is put in a relationship right now. So I'm going to say, look at where you're putting your energy and how you're wanting this to unfold. Don't worry about the success. It's really about following your heart and moving towards what you're wanting. And Nancy, what are you getting?
Okay, so I can see where Lori's coming from, and at the same time, I can see where Erica's coming from. So I'm getting a little bit of both. In terms of the business, you need to get really, really clear about what it is you're creating with your business. There's a lot of there's not enough clarity, and that's why there's this procrastination. So if we look at it in terms of the relationship dynamic or the potential business part, you haven't defined your roles, okay? Who's in charge of what? You haven't created a legal contract to state responsibilities and payouts. So it's right now everything's in the conversational realm. Mm-hmm. Nothing has been anchored yet. So everything is, this is how I'm feeling, you know, this is what I think we should do, but nothing has gone to, like, contractual form. Nothing has made it down onto paper.
Right.
Is that making sense?
Yes. The relationship part doesn't make sense to me, so I'm going to have to think about that, unless it's just with this prospective other person, but it's in no way romantic. So I'll have to kind of let
Yeah, it could also mean emotional, okay? Mm-hmm. So meaning there's an emotional undercurrent between you two. And that's where you really need to get clear about your roles and responsibilities within the business itself. When you go into business with another person, typically if one person doesn't fulfill their obligations or what they're being asked to do based on things not being clear or down on paper, a lot of emotion gets pulled into the situation. So basically, what you're creating with this individual is an emotional relationship with no clarity at this point. And if you go into business on an emotional level with someone with no clarity or contract, you're going to learn a very hard lesson, which is why you're resistant to starting it. Whereas if you get really, really clear about your roles and responsibilities and the payout for those roles and responsibilities, then the emotional part isn't as intense.
Right. Is this something, I mean, and I even have felt the pull to just do it by myself, which is probably why I'm thinking so much, this underlying. But is this something that I would be good at or something that I should move forward with that you're feeling, that you're picking up on in any way or not picking up on?
In terms of the business, I think you should move forward on it. You need to look at why do you need another person. And I think there's potentially like an underlying codependent, I'm too scared to do it alone feeling instead of just saying, you know what, I need to do this alone.
Yes.
So evaluate why you're pulling in another person.
Okay.
As opposed to just doing it yourself. If it's a fear factor, then it will not be successful. But if you go in doing it yourself, feeling confident and secure in your position, then there is the potential for success. But it takes time to drive that success.
Yes.
So, you know, open up your timeline in terms of when you need a return or what type of return that you need within a specific time.
Okay. Very good.
So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. Good. Anything else that you can sense that the universe needs me to know?
Maybe you would like to get a private session with Nancy, but we'll take the one question that we did. Okay, thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
And actually, we're going to go to our next break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com, Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com. If you have any questions and you are looking for some guidance, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Life's a game. Win.
Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we have Nancy Ruta. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, so she'll be back with us on the 15th. We've been talking about kind of what's up in the universal sky. If you have any questions and are looking for some guidance, we both do readings. Nancy will connect in with your date of birth. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. If you come in on instant feedback, be really clear about what your question is and include your date of birth, because Nancy connects with the frequency of your date of birth. All right, so we have an instant feedback from Lisa. She says, Happy May. A few things have happened recently. She attended a health presentation on higher brain living, really resonated with her. She would like to see part of that in her future. But in the meantime, her current, right now, she has a job interview on Friday that involves working with parents and children and just wants to know what her thoughts are. All right. So I'm kind of getting mixed thoughts. I'm getting actually that it is a good opportunity for you and things will grow from that and there'll be lots of opportunities that come out of that. And I'm also getting that you're really, really stressed about what's been happening with you, so that there's been a lot of stress around, I don't know what you're doing currently with your job, but there's some the stuff around that. There's some past stuff that has been interfering with, I guess, your health and well-being, your natural enjoyment of life or enjoyment of your work. And I'm getting that you've kind of shut down a little bit. So you're it's almost like this health presentation that you went to kind of opened you up again to opportunities. So that's a good thing. But you're feeling kind of like, I don't know, that maybe the work is, you're just not sure what you want to do, I think. Nancy?
Yeah, questioning values and beliefs for sure. So, like, that includes, you know, everything that you own at this point in time, everything that you've believed up to this point in time. And you're trying to put it back all together on some level. And the biggest message I get for you is balance. Okay, take your time in figuring out. So I think this health presentation opened up a doorway into seeing life differently and got you to question everything that you know up to this point in time, so that you're questioning everything that you're doing from this point forward. And that questioning in itself requires a sense of balance. So now when you look at things from this new level of excitement and opening and motivation, you're looking at your regular life going, yeah, I don't know if that's what I want to be doing anymore. In the interim, you still got to pay the bills. So you need to get excited about any potential job offerings that are coming up if it's in alignment with what you desire to be doing. So if this job interview is in alignment with what you desire to be doing, you need to get excited about it, okay, in order to attract it so that it becomes your position and not someone else's. But again, key word here is balance. Find the balance between that motivation that you felt in that presentation and how you truly opened up to all the possibilities and potentials, to when you're looking at your life now and it feeling the opposite of everything that you've opened up to. So find the balance there, let go of what no longer serves you, and, you know, hold the space for that job interview to become a reality, because there's a part of you that's no longer holding that space.
All right.
So I hope that makes sense.
I'm sure it does. We have two callers, so
okay.
Let's take Laura from Arizona. Hi, Laura.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. So you have some concerns about health problems?
Yeah, I've had a lot of digestive problems, and I'm trying to figure out what my next step should be.
Okay. So what have you done, or what has been, how do you know that digestion is off?
Well, I'm nauseated all the time, and I have, like, acid reflux type thing.
Okay.
And I have gone to an naturopathic doctor. I like to do things more holistic. So I've gone to different people. I've gone to a medical intuitive, and I've done a lot of holistic stuff, but I still can't seem to get it to my stomach, especially, to settle down.
Right. Okay. I'm getting that it's... There's some things that you need to do, I think, to sort of set this on a path. And I know that, not ironically, Nancy is going through some digestion stuff. And actually, I went through some digestion stuff. So I treated it one way, which was looking at some of the emotional stuff that was attached to it. I'm feeling that there's a male in your life that has been creating a lot of stress in your life. And I don't know yet. It also feels like a positive relationship. So I don't know if it has something to do with your the type of relationships or how you viewed relationships from the past, how it's sort of been fitting into your life. But it does appear to me that it could also be your father. But there's some, and it may have started from when you were that young, like when you were with your parents sort of thing, and it's sort of evolved. And so you're still sort of attracting similar type relationships that come in that seem to impact your digestion. So there's an emotional way you can look at it. Nancy went to a traditional Chinese medical doctor. You can look, I mean, there's many different ways of looking at digestion. But you are definitely, you need to have some new changes that will assist you. And you've got some choices to make. So I would definitely look at all areas without leaving anything sort of behind. Nancy, what are you getting?
Big thing is diet. You really need to take a look at your diet and what foods are working for you and what foods aren't working for you. So if you've seen a naturopath, like I think typically they do some diet stuff. If not, you know, go see a dietitian in terms of, again, what foods work, what foods don't.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause a lot of it, and it's also around how are you processing information? How are you digesting what you're hearing or feeling around you? I want to say that in terms of, you know, your mental awareness, you're a very logical person and you're being asked to open up more to your intuitive, channels and follow the intuitive component of who you are versus the logical. And I think that's why, like, if you change your diet or take a look at your diet, you'll find that certain foods work for you, other foods don't.
Yeah, and I've been having a lot of problems with allergies to foods, the stuff that's supposed to be healthy and good for you, I seem to be allergic to.
Yeah, and so, like, really look at that, because it's not about what logically makes sense, it's about what intuitively works for you in terms of food intake.
I'm not sure I understand that.
Well, you know, typically we follow a dietary plan based on, you know, we should eat from the five food groups and vegetables are good for us and that, you know, that's the logical plan.
Mm-hmm.
However, some vegetables are not good for you. Okay?
Okay.
Some food groups may not be necessary or work for you at all, right? You may have like a dietary intolerance, for example.
Okay.
And if you continue to eat diet, a dairy intolerance, if you continue to eat dairy, then you're going to get sicker, right?
Yeah.
Even though the associations for proper food intake say we need so much dairy. Well, yes, mm-hmm. we do, but if you have an intolerance to it, it's going to make you worse. So
okay.
That's what I mean by logical. Like, logically, everybody should be eating dairy, right? Intuitively, if you're allergic to dairy, you shouldn't eat it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that that's logical at all. I think that's only logical for calves. I don't think any adult human is actually supposed to have dairy, but yes. Apparently the food board believes that we do.
It should, yes.
Yes.
And that's what I mean by logical versus intuitive. Listen to how your body's responding to the food that you're eating.
Okay.
Okay, because it's a lot of it is connected to the food.
Yeah, I figured that out just recently, you know, because it seems after I eat certain things, it feels worse, and then I keep trying different food groups, and
yeah.
I seem to have a lot of allergies to a lot of them.
Yeah, so, pay attention to how your body's responding. Yes, there is an emotional connection, and that is, I agree, connected to men, okay? I don't know if you have a son, but you may want to look at that relationship as well. Do you have a son?
No, I don't.
Okay. So it is connected to men, or how, you know, your relationship with men in general, potentially younger men, or okay. when you were younger and how you responded to men. So it's really around how you're perceiving yourself within relationships and your responses to that. And it's being reflected through your diet, so the different foods that you're taking in.
Okay.
That's how I see it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay, so we're going to go to our last break. We do have one more caller, so I'm not sure if we will have time for more. But if you do, you want to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, and we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Wake up,
Imagine. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today I have Nancy Ruta here with us. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, which means she'll be back with us on the 15th. We will talk more about that. And, of course, we'll take more callers and instant feedback. Again, she can be found on her website, universalsky.com. If you've ever had a reading or want to get a astrology chart done, Nancy offers discounts for all Sky listeners, so just contact her on her website, universalsky.com, and let her know that you've been listening to the show, and she will give you a discount. All right, so our next caller is Lori from Illinois. Hi, Lori.
For taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
I have a question. Last night, during the night, was woken up by something. Don't know what. And I was laying there totally awake, not drowsy. I mean, it was wide, wide awake. And then I saw something come in into the bedroom.
Okay.
Any idea what it is or was?
Okay, so tell us a little bit more information. Has this ever happened before?
Not like this.
Okay.
I have seen shapes that were human-looking shapes.
Okay.
But this time, more animal, and 'cause low to the ground. And
okay.
I have a light in my hallway, a nightlight, and that's how I saw it more. I mean, and it like it came up next to the bed, and then I couldn't see anymore because it was so dark in my bedroom.
Right.
And I woke my husband up because he has a flashlight on his side of the bed. And when I turned the flashlight on, there was a big flash of light, and then the flashlight came on. And the flashlight doesn't usually work like that, so it's like, I don't know.
Okay. So I'm getting that made you feel really uneasy, but I'm actually getting that it's a positive thing, and that they're, I'm getting really, Lori, that you're a little bit of a medium, and
okay.
Things are contacting you, wanting to give you information. Now, what I'm being told is, you know, at night is a time that you can hear better. You know, that kind of that state.
Okay.
Between, you know, right before falling asleep and right before waking up, that kind of thing, that's a way that they can get you messages. So it's like you're having downloads a lot and messages coming to you. People are trying to reach out to you during the night. It's just that it's kind of making you feel uncomfortable and it's kind of stressing you out a little bit. The bright light is a good thing.
Okay.
I wanted to ask if there was, you know, any light at all or what you were seeing. And was there any specific time? Did you look at the clock to see what time it was? Or
I couldn't see the clock, but I asked my husband this morning what time it was, and he was guessing like around 3:30 in the morning.
Okay. Okay. So it's a time that it's like your mind is very quiet and they can sort of reach out to you. If you don't want them there at night, you can just set that intention when you go to bed to say, you know, I don't want to have any, you know, you can talk to me in my sleep. If you want me to remember, you know, find a way to have that so that I remember, but please don't, you know, startle me or, you know, bring fear into it, because that just makes you feel more uncomfortable. I'm kind of getting that this is something that you're moving into, is in a mediumship, and I don't know if you've ever had any training in it or if you had any desire to get training in it, but that this would be something that you might really be good at. Nancy, are you picking up anything else or anything?
Yeah, I'm picking up that you need to get training in it.
Okay.
Whether or not you want to do it or not, it doesn't matter whether you want it or not. It's there. So you need to educate yourself in the whole realm. There's all different kinds of energies. So you need to be educated in terms of, you know, do you want to communicate with these energies or don't you? So, and it's a choice. It's a choice, because you can learn how to not communicate with them, right? In terms of what energies are coming through or what's not coming through. I'm getting in terms of yesterday, I got it was a pet. Okay. So no need to worry. It was either your pet or a pet that's connected to,
someone,
the land that you're on, or someone that you know, right?
Okay.
So like, you know, I wouldn't worry about the pet that came through. It's about don't disturb me while I'm sleeping kind of thing. I don't like to be startled while I'm asleep. Because it's you automatically go to that point of fear when you're startled, right? And it's the startling that's more of a shock. So, and that's where you need to learn on you know, we're not in control of everything, but there's techniques that you can learn that can assist you through this process so that it's not as difficult.
Okay.
Right? So I just suggest that you look into, you know, developing your mediumship skills so that you're more in control of, or you feel as though you're more in control of what's transpiring around you.
What is the best way to do that?
You need to trust your own instincts on that one. There's all different types of courses and books and, you know, information online. And so basically just follow a path that works for you. Look at intuitive development courses, psychic development books or courses, and go with what feels right, what you feel as though you should be doing in terms of your own learning.
Okay. I mean, because it is something I'm very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would.
When
I would
try to, as to what way, it's kind of like circles that are moving, you know, but still, there's still a circle. That even though I go this direction, I'm still going in a circle. And they aren't always time exact circles. Sometimes they're more oblongs or stuff. That's how I'm feeling. And I don't know how to get a more direction.
Well, I mean, everybody intuits information differently. And I mean, it's using your own unique skill and coming to an understanding. So it's really first learn some of the real basics of understanding how energy moves and how, you know, we get our own information. I mean, and, you know, there is a lot of information out there that can assist you with this. And it's just finding somebody that resonates with you and helping you understand how you get information more. It seems that you're, you know, a visual person because you're seeing things. So some of the traditional courses out there or more of the books out there on, you know, clairvoyancy can help you, but everybody's unique, so it's really going to be up to you to get the teachings that resonate with you.
Okay. Yeah, and typically for me, when a message circles, it's because the message has not been understood.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it'll keep circling back until it's understood.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And that's about, like, learning how to interpret the energy. Interpretation is a unique way of, like, that's a unique skill. Everybody has their own interpretations.
Yes.
So you need to understand your own interpretation.
Okay.
All right. We need to wrap.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
All right, so you've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com, Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com. Nancy will be back with us on the 15th. We are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.